From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Public health officials around the world are concerned about an outbreak of a new strain of flu in Mexico, one that seems to have originated in pigs. Today, officials there shut down schools, closed museums, libraries, and theaters, and urged people to keep their distance from one another. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, experts believe the same virus has also made its way to the southwestern United States.
Just yesterday, officials at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were trying to calm fears about 7 cases of swine flu in California and Texas. There was no suggestion they might be caused by a new virus that could touch off a global pandemic. But acting CDC Director Richard Besser opened today's teleconference on a very different note.
Our concern has grown since yesterday in light of what we've learned since then.
Most worrisome was new evidence from the CDC and Canadian labs that the Mexican virus appears genetically very close to the one that's shown up north of the border.
I think that you'd be safe in saying that. From everything we know to date, the virus appears to be the same.
Experts think it's mainly a pig virus, but it also contains elements of viruses from birds and humans. Officials are puzzled by the difference in illnesses caused by this virus in the U.S. and Mexico. The U.S. cases, now numbering 8, have mainly involved relatively mild cases of flu, although one did require hospitalization. But the World Health Organization says Mexico has counted 859 cases of severe pneumonia and 62 deaths that might be related. U.S. officials don't advise against traveling to California, Texas, or Mexico. Besser says people should take standard precautions against flu.
Cover your cough or your sneeze. Wash your hands frequently. And see your doctor if you have fever, cough, sore throat, body aches, headache, chills, and fatigue. And we do want people to realize that some people have reported diarrhea and vomiting associated with the swine flu.
Officials are not thinking of closing the border to contain the outbreak. Besser says the virus has already spread over long distances without clear connections between people, so closing the border might not do much good. Richard Knox, NPR News.